So this is something you guys see. If you go like to the Five Towns, for example, you'll see like on Windows sometimes they'll post whether they're using Yashan or not. You ever see that before? They'll say Yashan, right? Okay, so because and this is an actual real halacha. This is legit, which is that there's something called Chadash, right? And Chadash refers to what? What does Chadash refer to? So Chadash is Tevuah that's new, right? And then after Hakravas Omer, which we're going to get into today, it now becomes Yashan, right? Then there's a whole question if that applies to Chutzlarts or not today, if it's Daraisa, Darbanan, that's a separate issue. But for now, I want to get more into how this is structured, okay? And it's a very interesting machlokas. It's very difficult sugya, very, very hard. Okay, so what does the Mishnah say? So the Mishnah says, Mishakar, it's on Samech Ches Amud Aleph in Menachos. Misha Karava Omer, Hutar Chadash Miyad. Okay, so what do we see? So there's a prohibition to consume new produce, right? Until you bring the Korban Omer. What day was the Korban Omer brought on? Thank you. On the 16th of Nisan, that is the day that the Omer is brought, right? So from that day forward, or it's once that happens, now automatically I can consume my Chadash. Okay. Right? Pretty simple. Okay, so then the Gemara says, okay, Harachokim, now what if you live far away from Yerushalayim? Now what would you think you'd have to do if you live far away from Yerushalayim? What would you have thought? Exactly. Just you have to wait around. It could take days, but you can't eat your new produce until someone gets to you. But that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, Harachokim. Mutar mechatzos hayom ulohalan, right? So if you live far away, it's mutar from chatzos of tezayin. Okay? So it sounds like you have two principles, right? One principle is the korban omer makes the chadash mutar. And the other one is that if you live far away, so then you don't have to wait to receive a messenger. Rather, it automatically becomes mutar from chatzos hayom ulohalan. Okay? In other words, let me ask you a question. The simple way to learn, this comes from the Torah, but it should be either or, meaning what should be the process of heter? Either it should be the Korban Omer. Okay, and if you live far away, you got to wait until you find out about it. And if you live, or you say no, Chatzos Hayom. But what's this idea to have both? That's going to be the problem. That's going to be the problem. It's clear from the Gemara, right? So, right during the Mishnah. So the Mishnah then says, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash. Now after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sheyehe Yom Hanaf Kulo Aser. Okay, what's Yom Hanaf referring to? So that entire day was Aser to eat Chadash. Amar Rav Yehuda, V'halom, one second, the Mishnah says, Amar Rav Yehuda, V'halom mina Torah hu Aser. But one second, don't we know that it's an Isser Daraisa, right? So what do we need Rav Yochanan to make a takana for? It's an Isser Daraisa. Shenemar ad etzem hayom hazeh, right? Okay, so the Gemara is going to take that up, okay? And then the last point the Mishnah makes is, b'dei ma rechokim mutarim mechatzos yom olohalan. Why is it that people live far away, it's mutter for them to eat the chadash after chatzos? V'nei shehen yodin she'ein beis din mis'atzlim bo. So what does that mean, that ein beis din mis'atzlim bo? What does that mean? That Beis Din will make sure that the Korban Omer is brought as quickly as possible, right? Okay, so the Gemara says as follows: Rav Shmuel, the Amri Travayo, Bizman she Beis HaMikdash Kayam. So when the Beis HaMikdash was in existence, Omer Matir. All right, so when the Beis HaMikdash was around, so the only way Chadash will be Mutter is through Hakravas Korban Omer. Okay, so forget the Rechokim for now. Let's just focus on this. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the Korban Omer is the Matir. Bizman she'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayam, but when it's destroyed, Heir Mizrach Matir. What's Heir Mizrach mean? Right, so Hanetz of the 16th, the what do you call the Chadash is Mutter. My Taima. So what's the reason for this? Trey Kri Ksivi, because there's two things or two statements in the pasuk. It's funny how the Gemara goes in the opposite order, because the pasuk is ad etzem hayom hazeh ad aviyachem, but whatever. So first it says ad haviyachem, until I do what? Until I bring the korban omer. And it also says uksiv ad etzem hayom hazeh, right? Which means what? Which means until the start of the day, right? Ha ketzad kan bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam. So ad haviyachem is referring to when the beis hamikdash is kayam. And kam is main shein beis hamikdash kayam. And the other one's referring to when the beis hamikdash is destroyed. Okay? That's crazy. Now we're talking. That's what I'm talking about. That's the right question asked. What kind of a halakha is this? You're telling me that there's two completely separate mechanisms, right? To matir the chadash. Well, that's crazy. That's such a crazy idea. The Torah should have said either, what should the Torah have said? Ad etzem hayom hazeh, right? That should be the matir, right? But to have two systems midoraisa in place, that's a very funny idea. What should have happened? You should have said after the base of Mikdash is destroyed. So that's it for Chadash. Chadash disappears. But like to have two, as Sean's putting it beautifully, to have two divergent systems. I mean, that's an astonishing concept. I mean, you don't see that in halacha, in a deraisa realm. Two parallel systems. It's very anti-Occam's razor. Have one. Say it's the Omer's the matir, and then when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, there's no Brachadash anymore. Or say the Yom is the matir. Okay, then you don't need the Korban Omer, right? There's no need for that. But to have both. But now you get Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, right? Now what do they say? Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Ami Travayu. Now they say, Afilu Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam. Even when the Beis HaMikdash was around, Heir Mizrach Matir. Okay. So obviously, without defining it yet, obviously they're trying to say that the Iker idea is the Yom. In other words, that's the real idea. The Yom's the Matir, right? So it's when the 16 happens, so then Chadash is Mutter. But one second, V'hak Siv, Adav Yechem. But the Torah says, you got to bring a Korban Omer. Oh, Lemitzvah. Lemitzvah? Lemitzvah. How is it possible? I mean, in other words, taking Sean's tone and now applying it to Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, what do you mean lemitzvah? So you're telling me that the Torah is telling you like a lechatchila idea? That there's like a doraisa lechatchila? What does lemitzvah here mean? So when it says, mishakar v'omer hutra chadash miyad, lemitzvah, right? Lemitzvah. And then it says, ha'omra yamatir b'medina shtei lechem b'mikdash, lemitzvah. We'll get to those later on, what those, the specific points are, but the main idea is that what do you mean lemitzvah? Lemitzvah, I mean, that's a very, very difficult concept. How could it be you have a daraisa idea that's lemitzvah? I mean, I don't understand. In other words, you should say that, I don't know what you do with the Torah, the pasuk ad aviyachem, but the point is that it's very messy to say that there that really means daraisa, it's when the day starts, but there's like a bonus. Daraisas don't do bonuses. That's a very strange idea. He says, Rashi says specifically, umishani lemitzvah, right? He says, mitzvah lahamtin ach yikra v'omer, ava b'lav lo avar. So there's some sort of mitzvah. It's like a good idea. I mean, again, relax. This is not philosophy. But it sounds like it's some sort of perfection. Like it's a perfection for someone to wait until you bring the omer. But you're not over an isser. So then what is it then, halakhically? If you're telling me that there's a mitzvah lahamtin, what kind of mitzvah is that? What's the mitzvah? Okay, so look at the Briskarov adds an interesting thing. Okay, it's interesting. He's bothered by a very interesting question. Now, this question also, like when I first read it, the first time I read it, I was shocked because I didn't even know you could ask such a question. Okay, like that you're allowed to. It seems like a methodological foul to be, even be allowed to ask such a question. But it's a very powerful question. So what does he say? He says, "Bigamara." I think so. Yeah, it could be. All right. So let's look at the grid. So what does the grid say? Rav Yochanan v'Reish Lakish, d'Amit Travayu, afilu bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam, heir mizrach matir, v'haksiv ad aviyachem, lemitzvah. V'neit tzarech ian, my kasha mikara to ad aviyachem. So what's the kasha from the pasuk that says, the part of the pasuk that says ad aviyachem, ha-shapir ikal ha-meimar d'yeshnei matirin. Okay, it's such an unbelievable question. Now, Sean, just relax, because this is challenging your very question. The Grizz says, what do you mean? It's easier to say that there's actually two separate heterim. Yesh heter heir mizrach, dematir, v'yesh omer dematir. So the Grizz is actually saying, well, why not suggest that you have two, right, parallel systems of heter. You have a heter that comes from the Korban Omer, and you have a heter that comes from Hera Mizrach. And just coincidentally, they happen to look at the Grizz ads. He says, so when we say we rely on Hanetz, right, of the beginning of the day, right, so we go based on whatever that day is, right, whatever the day is there. We talk in Shapir, Shibu Shalayim, Hava Shapir Yom Tez Zayin, the Griva Omer. So in Yerushalayim, on the 16th, they were Makir of the Omer, Uvukomos Arachokim, Adayin Ed Yom Tez Zayin, Vahava Rak Laila. But in places outside Yerushalayim, it's nighttime. Uvukholzos, Hutter Sham Chadash, Mishum Akravas Omer. So you didn't need Heir Mizrach to matir the Chadash. You could rely on the Akravas Omer. Okay? To matir Chadash. There's a Grizz trying to show you can have a situation where one matir exists independent from the other. Okay? Now, Korcha Bainan Kra Da'ar Aviachem, the Omer Matir. Umay Maksha Gemara. Right? Vechay Nafkamina Vishrisha. Fine. So look at his answer. Okay? Look at his answer. He says, "V'nira b'zed de the Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish enachinami de lo haver rak matir echad." Right? Excuse me. Enachinami de lo haver rak matir echad. Dehainu heir mizrach v'sulo. The akravas omer eno matir klal kol echad lemitzvah be'alma. Ulufi ze bahani nafkamina shekasavnu enachinami de aser kevan the rak heir mizrach hu matir. What is he saying here? What is he talking about? What does this mean? He's saying no. Really, there's only one matir. What's the matir? Heir Mizrach, right? And then what is Hakravas Omer? Mitzvah ba'alma. How does that help us at all? How does that help us? Let's just start with Rav and Shmuel. Let's go slow here. Okay, start with Rav and Shmuel. Okay? Let's go back up to the Gemara here. Let's look at Rav and Shmuel. Okay? Here we go. Okay. Rav and Shmuel. Now, Sean, right, Sean was very bothered, okay? So I'm going to pick on you a lot today, Sean, because you had the right question. Sean says, what kind of thing is this to say that there are two systems of heter, right? Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? So what's the first step we need to take here? What's the first step to take? What does the Torah tell us? The Torah says, Ad aviyachem, and ad etzem ayom hazeh, right? So what's the first thing you'd want to explain? What is each one? To me, that's the easiest step to start with. What does it mean that the Yom's a Matir? And what does it mean that the Akravas Omer's a Matir? Everyone agrees that there is a Yom idea and that there's a Korban Omer idea. All the sides agree with that. I just want to understand, what are those two ideas? Yes, 63. I want to understand, what does it mean to say is a Matir of Yom and a Matir of Korban? All you're saying is that you're trying to fuse it together. Before you fuse it together, understand what's... I don't want it to be one idea. I want it to be two separate ideas. I want you to show me... Before you get to fusing them, first understand what makes them different. Why does the tension in the Torah... Chazal are facing a very interesting problem here, because the Torah presents two paradigms. It presents a paradigm of Hakravas Omer, and it presents a paradigm of the Yom. So the question is, how do you resolve that tension? What is the tension? Just think about this. What is the halacha we're dealing with here? What's it called? It's called chadash, right? Chadash means new. That's all you have to know to answer this. The word chadash means new. Let me ask you, let's of the two possibilities, okay? If I told you there's an isser to have something that's called chadash, which means it's new, right? Okay. And I'm telling you the day is the matir, right? How is that looking at the idea of chadash? Exactly. It's the expiration date of something that's new. This thing is no longer defined as new when the day hits, meaning naturally speaking, and when this day passes, right? I can't say this thing is new anymore. Right? It's only new until the day passes. And once it passes, it becomes old. That's a natural way of looking at chadash, saying, well, it was new when I bought it, right? Let's say you buy milk. Milk has an expiration date. So Tes Zion is the expiration date of chadash. That's the yom idea being a matir, right? That's one way, that's if I had ad etzem hayom hazeh, so what I would say is, okay, well, Chadash means, right, this thing is chronologically new. And when the day passes, it's not new anymore. It's now old. It's as simple as that. But what is the Korban Omer Matir? That's a different idea. Okay, but okay. If I'm relying on Hakrovas Omer, okay, forget the day for a second. In other words, Hakrovas Omer has nothing to do with the day. Hakrovas Omer is a Maisa, right? If it's a Maisa, then the institutions of Chadash and Yashan are not based on chronological, they're halachic ideas, meaning there's a halachic status called Chadash, right? And it's only removed through the Maisa of Hakrovas Omer. But that's a halachic idea. That's like an abstract halachic designation of Chadash and Yashan. In other words, the tension that exists in the Torah is presenting two paradigms on the surface. This is what's bothering the Griz. On the one end, it's telling me that there's one kind of matir, which is chronological, that Chadash means new, and then after this period of time, it's not new anymore, it's now old. But the other way to look at it, the other matir, is one that's more based in the in an abstract halachic identification, which is that Chadash and Yashan are really halachic designations. So I need a Maisa, I have to do an action to redefine this thing from being Chadash to something else. A Maisa is required to remove the Chaloshem Isser Chadash. That's a different way of looking at Chadash. Do you understand? In other words, the tension that Rav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish are dealing with is we have a problem here in the Pasuk. The Pasuk itself is presenting two paradigms. Yom is a paradigm of chronology. Hakrovas Omer has nothing to do with chronology. That's a mice idea. That I have to do an action to change the status of something. By the Yom, it just happens. On this day, it's old, right? There's nothing to do. It just naturally is old because it's not new anymore. This day passed. This is an old thing in my refrigerator. But when it comes to Hakrovas Omer, that's a din in the Maisa. That's an abstract designation. That means Chadash is not rooted in something specifically time-wise. It is true it's on the 16th, but it's not a time idea. It's a Maisa to redesignate, to remove a Chaloshem from A, and then B will emerge, or to remove an Isser. That's a completely different way of looking at Chadash. That's the problem they're facing. You understand? That's why they have to now in the Gemara figure out what to do. That's why the Griz is so brilliant in asking this question. The Griz is bothered by this. The Griz is saying, well, one second, the Torah is presenting two different heters, two institutionally different heters. One is saying Chadash is really an abstract idea. The other one's saying, no, Chadash means it's new. And if the day passes, it's not new anymore. It's old. This is what Sean was saying before. And Darius, the move you started making will help this. But they can't, for some reason, or what's the problem? You can't have a coexisting. You can't coexist the Yom phenomena Chadash and the Hakrovas Omer phenomena Chadash. If one is rooted in chronology and one is rooted in a Maisa, those two things can't coexist. It's an impossibility. And yet the Torah wants us to believe that they work together. But conceptually, they can't work together because they're rooted in two different ideas of Chadash. So that's what Rav and Shmuel and Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish are trying to deal with. If anything, without defining Rav and Shmuel, Rav and Shmuel support this because what they're saying is, Ein Achinami, there are two matirs. One exists here and one exists here. But that's not enough of a definition because they are two different systems, right? But I'm just saying, Rav and Shmuel would say, okay, well, you're right. Heter version A exists in the Mikdash, version B comes into existence after Mikdash. But that's showing you they can't coexist in one framework. They can never coexist in the times of the base of Mikdash, because they're two different systems, they're two different ways of looking at Chadash. How could they ever coexist? It'd be an impossibility. See, I'll show you why you have to say this. Let's just take Rav and Shmuel. Let's just at least start with that, okay? Think about it now. So now you have a choice, okay? You have a choice in front of you, okay, with taking Rav and Shmuel. Which version, which reality of Chadash are they saying is the Iker reality, or the Iker system? Is it chronology, or is it Hakrovas Omer? So what would you say? That is so wrong. You know why that's wrong? Because if that were the case, then after the base of Mikdash was destroyed, Heir Mizrach wouldn't work. Can't be. You can't say that. It's the opposite. You're going to have to say that the chronology is really the Iker idea, because that existed both in the Zman Mikdash and after Mikdash. It's not that after the base of Mikdash is destroyed, they create a new reality of Chadash. All along, Heir Mizrach is really the Iker Heter. But what? But what is the Zman, what makes the Zman Mikdash different? That's the question. What makes the Zman Mikdash different? There's a way to introduce the idea of Maisa, but not abandon the idea of chronology. There is a way to do that. There's a way to do that. So let me ask you a question. It's a simple thing, okay? If you hold chronology as the ikker, okay, when Hay or Mizrach starts in Tet Zayin, what's the status of this produce in the times of the Beis Hamikdash according to Rav and Shmuel? What's its status? Is it Chadash anymore? No. No, it's not Chadash anymore. Oh, one second, right? One second. Right now, I would say that everyone would agree, whether it's Mikdash or post-Mikdash, that when the day starts, this produce is no longer Chadash. But what? What are the Torah mandate you have to do? What's the Torah doing here? In other words, just because what the Mikdash does do is as follows. When the day starts, it's no longer Chadash, right? But in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, there was a Maisa you have to do to produce the Chal Hashem Yashan, meaning the Hakrabas HaOmer, before the Omer is brought, it's an impediment in the Chalos of Yashan being expressed. You understand? This food is no longer new when the day of Tet Zayin starts. That's for sure the case. That's the Iker idea. But the only thing is that they took the Mikdash concept and introduced it into the chronology and said, but it doesn't mean it now is the Chal Hashem of Yashan. That the Mikdash can do. You could say the Maisa creates a Chal Hashem of Yashan in this thing. It's definitely not Chadash anymore, that's for sure. As long as, in other words, the Iker idea is really Yom. When the Mikdash is around, so now what we say is that the Torah introduces a method to say this is what's required to produce a certain Chal Hashem Yashan, right? But when the Mikdash is destroyed, right, we'll just say this stuff is, it's no longer Chadash anymore. Meaning the Maisa is not necessary, I shouldn't say that. But when the Mikdash is no longer around, the Chiddush of Rav and Shmuel is that they default back into just Yom alone. You know what I mean? In other words, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, there's a positive requirement. Say, no. Because in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, the Hakrovas Omer is intrinsically tied to the very production of a certain Chal Hashem. In other words, the existence of the Mikdash means that now there's an actual natural impediment. That's the point. The Chiyuv HaKrovas Omer is an impediment. It's an additive. In other words, they bring the Mikdash and put it into the chronology, saying, as long as the Mikdash is around, as long as the Chiyuv Korban Omer is in existence and it hasn't been brought, that's preventing the Chal Hashem Yashan from emerging. But when the Beis Hamikdash isn't around, there's nothing preventing the Chal Hashem Yashan from emerging. It stalls the ability of the Yashan to emerge. And so the HaKrovas HaOmer is what allows the Yashan to emerge. But when the Mikdash isn't around, right, there's no reason to say that that there's an impediment anymore. You understand? If you look at the HaKrovas, the Chiyuv HaKrovas HaOmer as an impediment to allow the Chal Hashem to emerge, when the Mikdash is no longer around, what happens? It's now naturally Yashan.